From Spark and Anvil and Chanceforge, this is Odds, the Likelihood Reader, in Chapter 1 of the Chanceforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
The Chanceforge workshop smelled of shaved pine, cold iron, and fresh black ink. Sunlight cut through the high windows, illuminating tiny dust motes that danced lazily in the quiet air. Along the eastern wall, a thick band of dark paint stretched from one corner of the room to the other. It was a perfectly straight line, ruled with a heavy brass yardstick and polished until it gleamed. On the far left, a neat white zero set directly above the word never. On the far right, a solid white one anchored the word certain. Between these two extremes lay a vast, empty expanse of smooth gray plaster. Odds was a slender, bright-eyed lizard who spent her days draped comfortably along this painted wall. Her scales were the color of dry moss, and her tail was exceptionally long, thin, and elegant. That tail was her instrument. Wherever the tip of her tail rested on the painted line, that was where the future lived. A young toad named Bib waddled through the heavy oak door, clutching a single wooden die with edges rounded from years of rolling. "Odds, will I roll a 6 on my very next turn?" Bib asked, his throat puffing out anxiously. "Just tell me yes or no." Odds shifted her weight, her tiny claws clicking softly against the plaster as she swung her tail toward the wall. "I cannot give you a simple yes or no, Bib," she said in a voice like cool water. "Almost nothing in this world is a pure yes or a pure no, but I can show you where it sits." She slid her tail along the gray line until the slender tip settled a short distance from the zero. 1 6 out of 6 total faces," Odds explained, pointing toward the wooden die in his hand. "That is 1 chance in 6, which means your outcome sits down here, near the beginning. It is possible, but it is not very likely to happen right now. It is not never, and it is certainly not certain. It is just a small, quiet maybe." Bib stared at the tail tip, then down at his wooden cube with a look of quiet wonder. "So you do not guess, and you do not make wild promises." "I point," Odd said simply. "Every event that could ever happen has a home on this line, and my job is to find it."
Odds had been reading the line since she was a tiny hatchling, small enough to balance on a single green leaf. Growing up on a crumbling stone wall near a rosemary garden, she spent her days watching the village animals scurry about their daily business. She noticed early on that the adults spoke in a strange, rigid way. They talked about the future as if it were a flat copper coin they could flip. "It will rain today, or it will not. We will win the harvest game, or we will lose." Everything was a binary choice, black or white, on or off. But to little Odds, the world never felt like a simple yes or no question. It felt like a shifting sea of gray shades. One warm evening, her grandmother crawled up the wall and settled beside her, her scales dry as parchment. The old lizard pointed her tail toward the purple horizon, where the sun was slowly dipping. "People love simple answers, little one," her grandmother murmured, her dark eyes reflecting the fading light. "But simple answers are usually wrong. There is a whole world between never and always, and almost everything lives in that middle space." Odds tilted her head, wondering how she could ever find the middle of an invisible line. "First, count the ways the thing you want can happen," her grandmother said, tapping a claw. "Then, count all the possible ways things could turn out, and put the first number over the second." Odds tested the rule that night with a dusty jar of 12 marbles, 3 of them red and 9 of them green. She shook the jar, making the glass spheres click together like small teeth. 3 red marbles," Odds whispered to herself, noting that there were 12 marbles in total. She drew an imaginary line in the dust on the wall and placed her tail tip. She rested it exactly 3/12 of the way from the start, which was 1/4 of the distance. When she reached into the jar and pulled out a green marble, she did not feel disappointed. She had never promised a red marble after all. She had only pointed to a 1/4 likelihood,
and her prediction had been perfectly honest. A deep quiet settled in her chest that night, and a future stopped being a scary locked door. Instead, it became a gentle, open path that she could measure with her own tail.
When she was fully grown, Odds left the garden wall to seek the Chanceforge workshop. She had heard whispers of a place that respected the quiet space between yes and no. The master of the workshop was an ancient tortoise named Barnaby, who sat behind a massive oak desk. His shell was scarred by decades of travel, and his ink-stained claws held a heavy brass pen. When Odds entered, he looked up with heavy, ancient eyes that had seen a thousand seasons pass. "Tell me, young lizard," Barnaby said, his voice slow and deep as grinding stones. "What is probability?" Odds did not hesitate, climbing the wall to lay her long tail along the black painted line. "It is a number between 0 and 1 that tells us how likely an event is to happen," Odds said. 0 means the event is impossible, while 1 means it is absolutely guaranteed to occur. She tapped her tail tip against the plaster, explaining that everything else in the universe lives in the space between them. "To find the number, we count the favorable outcomes and divide them by the total possible outcomes." When Barnaby asked if she believed nothing was simple, Odds replied that almost nothing ever was. A flipped coin is not a yes or no question, but a half sitting right in the middle of my line. She gestured to the window, noting that a rolled 6 is 1/6, while even certain things are just close to 1. Smiling with bright eyes, she explained that she did not sell promises, but only dealt in how likely. The old tortoise nodded, a tiny smile creasing his leathery face. "You see the world as it is, not as people wish it to be, and you are very welcome here."
Odds loved her work, but her favorite moments were helping those who carried heavy, imaginary worries. One gray morning, a tiny field mouse named Fen crept into the workshop, his whiskers trembling as distant thunder rumbled through the hills.
"There is a terrible storm coming," Fen whispered, clutching his ears as a flash of lightning lit the room. "I am absolutely sure lightning will strike my chimney, and I cannot stop thinking about it." Odds climbed down from her wall and walked over to the small mouse, noticing how tightly he was squeezing his eyes shut. "You are carrying a very heavy weight, Fen," she said gently. She guided him to the painted wall and lifted her tail, suggesting they find where his fear actually belonged on the line. "Right now, you are feeling this fear as a 1, treating it as an absolute certainty," Odds explained. "But let us count the facts together, starting with how many chimneys are in your valley." Fen squeezed his eyes shut, estimating that there were at least 500 chimneys in his valley. "And how many of those chimneys have been struck by lightning in your lifetime?" Fen opened one eye, admitting that only the old oak tree on the hill had ever been struck. "So the ways that happens to your chimney is 1, Odds said, sliding her tail down the black line. "And the total ways things could turn out is out of 500. Her tail moved past the middle, past the quarter mark, and past the 1/10 mark. Finally, the very tip of her tail hovered just a microscopic hair above the white 0. "It is not impossible, and I will not lie to you," Odds said, looking down with warm eyes. "But it sits as close to never as this line allows, which means you can let go of your worry." Fen stared at the tiny gap between the tail and the 0, letting out a long, shaky breath as his shoulders dropped. "It felt like a 1, he whispered, "but it is really almost a 0. Odds noted that most fears look giant until you place them on the scale and see where they truly belong.
By evening, the storm had rolled away, and the setting sun cast long, golden shafts of light through the workshop windows, painting the wall in ward amber. Bib, the toad, hopped back inside, his wooden die still tucked securely under his arm. He sat on the stone floor,
watching Odds rest her long tail quietly against the middle of the painted line. "Doesn't it ever bother you?" Bib asked, tilting his head as he looked at her. "Always living in the maybe, never knowing for sure what will happen next?" Odds remained quiet for a long moment, watching a single raindrop slide down the windowpane. It caught the last light of day before falling into the dark garden below. "It used to terrify me," Odds admitted softly, her voice barely louder than the breeze. "When I was young, I wanted the world to be a series of solid, predictable doors." She swept her tail in a slow, graceful arc, from the zero to the one, then back to the center. "But the line gave me something much better than a promise," she continued. "It gave me honesty, because I do not have to pretend I can see the future." She looked at the long line, with its whole soft country of maybe stretched out between the ends. "I only have to find how likely a thing is," she said. "Once I know that, I can stop worrying about the things near never, and stop taking the things near always for granted." Bib looked at the long line, then down at his own small hands, feeling the truth of her words. He did not roll his die, choosing instead to sit in the quiet warmth of the room. Odds felt the same deep peace she had known as a hatchling on the garden wall. The world was not a slammed door, but a beautiful open line where there was always room to hope.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Odds, the Likelihood Reader. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.